Hello, I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison, and you are listening to WHUD 100.7. I'm pleased to be here with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Afia Uboa, who plays volleyball at Peekskill High School. Afia, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I guess, first of all, let's send you our congratulations. This is a fantastic achievement. There are many, many student athletes in Westchester County, and you rose above others to earn this honor. So congratulations. But let's start talking a little bit about you for our audience. You are, I believe, a senior in high school, and you're the parents of Roseman and Peter. You were the, Afia was the setter for the volleyball team in the short spring season last year. She had 202 assists and 30 aces in only 13 games. Now, I don't know a whole lot about volleyball, but that sounds pretty good.
Thank you so much. I'd like to say so myself.
All right. I like that. I like that. And that really is fantastic. And, you know, your future only looks brighter. So now let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved in volleyball?
I got involved in volleyball because of my sisters. I am the youngest of four kids, and my two older sisters did play volleyball, and always watching them play volleyball, I was like, oh, I think I want to be like that when I get older. So I just would follow them around when they were in high school and just set a couple balls on the side. And then I ended up loving the sport and trained to be where I am today.
That's great. Now, what about it specifically? I mean, there's many sports that you could be involved in. What about volleyball do you love?
I love the fact that it genuinely is a team effort, because in volleyball, you cannot make any play unless you are playing with your teammates. So the idea of working with other student athletes to get a kill and make an ace and truly just have the best game possible really did speak out to me, which made me love the sport.
Now, how much time do you spend in an average week working on your game?
In an average week, I'd say about like anywhere from 2 to 3 hours a day. 5 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week, truly. And over the summer, I would work out in the mornings and then practice in the afternoons with my coach.
That sounds like a lot. That's like a lot. But the one thing about volleyball, and again, I don't know a whole lot about it, but it does strike me as a sport that can probably cause a lot of frustration at times, because it takes a lot of effort and energy, but also on a lot of precision. The margin of between success and failures can be thin. Is that a fair assessment?
That truly is. Oh, sorry. That actually is true. I would definitely say that volleyball is very much a mental game. You have to develop a sense of mental toughness to truly succeed, which is one thing I feel like I did work on a lot, more than even on the court and in the gym.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would think that it's a sort of a mental game as well. Are managing your emotions a big part of succeeding in volleyball?
Managing my emotions is definitely something I worked on my senior season specifically, because it's very hard to like let go of the last play and push yourself to move forward to get that kill in the next play. And if you're not able to do that, you truly can't enjoy the game. So that genuinely is something that is very necessary when playing volleyball.
Now, succeeding in volleyball really requires a person to be pretty fit. I'm interested in a little bit of your training. How do you stay in shape other than playing volleyball? Do you run or stretch, or do you play other sports?
I do play other sports. I'm a three-sport athlete at Peekskill High School. I do play volleyball, basketball, and I run track. But this summer, I did dedicate myself to working out. Like this summer, I did dedicate myself to working out every morning to become more fit and healthy. So I would spend 2 hours every morning around like 7 a.m. with my coach I would spend 2 hours every morning over the summer to just become more fit and work on like my agility and work on just becoming stronger mentally and physically.
Now, what is your diet like? What do you eat to sort of keep your energy up like that?
I do eat the same thing every day, which isn't really too good. But my diet consists of a bacon, egg, and cheese every single morning.
And like for that. Lunch,
I really like pizza. I eat pizza like every single day. But for dinner, I do try and be kind of healthy, and I eat rice and chicken and sometimes broccoli.
All right, we'll go with it. Not everyone can be perfect, and who doesn't love a good
not the best advice, but it's true.
Well, we appreciate your honesty. Let me just turn to the coach. Coach, can you just sort of introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been coaching at the school?
Absolutely. So my name is Patricia Vernon. I'm actually pretty new to the school. I started last year during the COVID highest numbers and we were shut down. I met all my students through a laptop. I've been coaching here for 2 years, but I coached at the Division I level for 6 years. I coached some club in between there, and I've been teaching for about 5 years.
Now, you know Afia's work habits and game just as well as anybody. Can you talk about what makes her most successful?
Her attitude. She is the epitome of a student athlete. Like, she prioritizes her sports. She prioritizes her scholastic abilities, and she prioritizes her social life. So that all mixes well when she's the captain of a team. Everybody loves her. Everybody respects her. But she also demonstrates it. Also, they follow her lead. She's what motivates the team, and she's what speaks for the team. And I'm actually really proud of her. And I haven't known her that long, but I feel like I've known her about 10 years.
Being a part of a leader also requires someone to actually get in there and do what they're, leading other people to do. What part of her game have you seen improve dramatically lately?
Her mental toughness. I know she touched on it a little bit, but she's grown so much from last year to this year. And I know it's something she really wanted to focus on, because on the exterior, everybody knows Afia is super tough, gets stuff done. But we all have internal battles with ourselves. I need to be a little bit more perfect. I need to work a little bit harder. I need to get my hands up. I need to be faster. And she would always have those conversations with herself. But as a leader, as a captain and a setter is, if you're a football fanatic, you're the quarterback of the team, right? You're the one that's running the plays. So she needs to be the one that's, even keeled and getting everybody on the same page. So she's really worked really well on it. And you can see it in her game this year.
Now, Afia, I think did you say that you started volleyball as a freshman?
I started varsity volleyball as an eighth grader.
Okay. Now, if Afia, if you could go back to that eighth grade Afia and give her advice on how to succeed in a game and as a student, what advice would you give her?
If I can go back to eighth grade Afia and give myself any type of advice, I would definitely tell myself to, one, get in the gym more. You don't have to be in a practice setting to work on your craft. And two, I would definitely say to believe in myself a little more, because my improvement did come from understanding that I am growing and taking every day one step at a time and just trying to become a better athlete daily.
That's good advice, I think, for almost anybody. Now, Afia, are you a sports fan? Do you have a favorite sport or team that you follow, or maybe a favorite athlete?
In terms of being a sports fan, I do watch professional basketball. I like the NBA a lot. I watch it with my family. It's like a family bonding thing that we like to talk about. Last team that I was following was the Warriors, and I really enjoyed them just because of their teamwork. I feel like every play that they did execute, it included. Every play that they did execute, it did include using every player on the team to execute the play to their best ability. And in terms of a favorite athlete, I would say Serena Williams. And I just started watching her, but I feel like she performs a different sense of mental strength, because tennis is a very hard game. So it looks from the sidelines. And I feel like she never dwells on her last play and always pushes to become a better.
Now, you mentioned your family. Can you tell us a little bit about your family? Do you have any, you mentioned that you had a couple siblings. How many siblings do you have? And are they active in sports as well?
My family consists of my mom, my dad, and my three siblings. And we also do have a new addition who's not so new. She's 4 and it's my niece. She's like my best friend. She genuinely is what motivates me to become a better person every day. And for me to see that there is someone who does look up to me and to show myself that I have to push myself to be a better person. We are children of immigrants from Ghana. And my parents being from Ghana, they definitely did instill a different type of work ethic into us. So that I feel like I portray that work ethic on the court and in education.
That's great. Do you guys have any pets, or are you an animal lover by any chance?
No, we don't have pets. My mom's afraid of animals.
Oh, no. All right. Well,
Yeah, my mom's afraid.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison, and you're listening to WHUD 100.7. We're speaking with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Afia Uboah, who plays tennis at Let me start that over. I'm sorry, guys. 3, 2, 1. I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison, and you're listening to WHUD 100.7. We're speaking with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Afia Uboah, who plays volleyball at Peekskill High School in Peekskill, New York. Afia, along with your success as a volleyball player, you've been busy lately. First of all, how was homecoming?
Homecoming was great. It was our first homecoming on our new field at Peekskill High School. And it was actually an experience to genuinely remember. I feel like everybody who did attend will really remember that for the rest of their lives. It was very fun. I was actually homecoming queen at my school. So it was very fun to like walk around and the little kids were like, oh my gosh, she's a princess. And I felt like a Disney princess who was like showing the little kids that you can really be anything you want to be. So I really had a good time.
I love it. Now, what kind of gown did you have on for the event?
I had a white gown on. It was so beautiful. I felt like a princess, and I love princesses. So it was like, oh my gosh, I'm living my dream right now. Like it was genuinely, it felt like a dream, the whole thing.
That's great. Now, you're also an excellent student, Afia. How do you balance your academics with your volleyball and any other sort of outside, work that you do for the community and all of your other obligations? How do you sort of do that?
I balance my academics with my athletics in a way that I feel like I plan out every day from the beginning of the day. So I map out what I'm going to do, from what I'm going to eat in the morning to what time I'm going to come to school to how many hours I'm going to spend in the gym. And I map out every assignment that I have to do and try not to procrastinate. I don't think I do at all. I'm fairly organized because I don't like the stress of doing stuff at the last minute. So I definitely do make sure I get my time in the gym, but I do dedicate that same amount of effort and time into my academics.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is math. And I really like math because I feel like it makes me think in a way that I don't usually have to do in my everyday interaction. So it's like working very hard to come to this solution. And it's like you worked hard to succeed in the problem.
Now, I know this is many, many years away, but do you have any kind of in mind of what you'd like to do for a career?
Yes, I actually do. I would like to pursue my education in childhood education and family development and minor in child psychology.
That is a pretty big thing to do. That's pretty fantastic. What makes you want to go into that?
I want to go into childhood education and psychology because I feel like students, especially young students, need that foundation built and they need a space in which they feel as if they can be whoever they want to be. And I feel like I want to be that administrator and educator to push each student to see themselves in a different light that other people don't see them in or they don't see themselves in.
Now, Coach, can I just go back to you just for a quick second?
Absolutely.
What is it about, besides her mental ability and her sort of strength and character, what would you say Afia's best qualities are?
She's very thoughtful. She really genuinely cares about people. And if she doesn't know you, she's willing to get to know you. She doesn't judge you from the jump. She'll have that conversation with you. The first time I met her, she called me ma'am. And it's like, hold on now. I'm not that old, but she's very respectful and she wants to make sure that she puts her best foot forward. So she opens that door so that she can understand other people. So
and
she
that's really important. That is
very important.
Do you feel, Afia, that you got that sort of training from your parents to be, really respectful to elders?
I definitely do think I got that training from my parents. Coming from Ghana, it's a different cultural custom that I did I do portray in my everyday interactions. So I'm very respectful to my parents and grandparents. And I also see their respect level for their parents, which has made me respect adult figures and just people in general in a different light, because I look at it in a way that I don't know everyone's story. So just the idea of making everybody's day better and putting a smile on someone's face just means a lot to me, because you don't know how big of a deal your compliment or your respect to them will be for them.
All right. Well, you've been a great athlete, and you've had a fantastic academic career, Afia, and you're just getting started. So that's really exciting. Congratulations again on your selection, and I want to thank you for your time. You've been listening to our interview with Afia Uboah, who plays volleyball at Peekskill High School in Peekskill, New York. She's the Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week on WHUD 100.7. I'm Alfonso Quiroz of Con Edison. Join us next time.